I learned to hunt in the fields and on the sloughs behind my grandmother's house north of Wheeling, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. In the 1960s, this area had not been overtaken by the suburban sprawl creeping out from the city. There were areas that could still be hunted, but those days were numbered. Hunting in this area now would be unthinkable. You'd probably be arrested. One uncle in particular sparked my interest in hunting. He had four sons, and I often got rolled into this mix of boys and guns. He had a self-enforcing code of behavior where rowdiness or failing to do as you were told ensured that you got left home for the next hunt. Being included on a hunt was extremely important at our young age. At age 10, we felt trusted and nearly adult at being allowed to carry a gun. I was supplied with a Mossberg 20-gauge bolt-action shotgun with an adjustable choke fixed to the end of the barrel. It was not an elegant or finely constructed weapon, but it was mine. I bagged my first game with this gun. I still have the gun, but I haven't fired it in decades. We hunted ducks on a small wooded slough just off the Des Plaines River. My uncle built a duck blind on the shore of the slough, big enough to hold three hunters. He had an army surplus folding canvas canoe that we used to set decoys and retrieve any ducks. There were a few short paddles and no life vests in the short tippy canoe. A few of us were sometimes left to our own devices when we were older, this being 11 or 12 years old, as I recall. We'd be dropped off at the site with a peanut butter sandwich and a few cookies in our pockets to hunt through the morning. In cotton clothes and uninsulated boots, I remember being cold most of the time. I shot my first duck on the wing, a gadwall, over a small set of decoys on the slough. A younger cousin was out in the canvas canoe adjusting the decoys when the duck came in to land. I pulled up on the surprised duck and it fell a few yards from my cousin in the canoe. Between the river and my grandmother's house was an area of old fields, crisscrossed with overgrown sidewalks and the occasional fire hydrant. It was an odd combination of natural and man-made features. The area had been in the process of being subdivided when the Great Depression hit. The developer went bust in the market crash, and 30 years later, my uncle would line up a gang of boys with shotguns to walk the fields in between the old sidewalks looking for cottontail rabbits. I shot my first rabbit on one of those drives. My uncle and a few of my cousins are gone now. I'm the last in my extended family who continues the fall hunting ritual. I escaped the gravitational pull of where I grew up and the sprawl that enveloped the area to live here in northern Minnesota. I'm lucky to live in an area with so much public land to hunt. There is no suburban sprawl threatening my special areas. I enjoy what is now mostly a solitary pursuit of setting decoys and watching the sun rise on a marsh a few minutes from my house. I stay warm in my insulated clothes and boots, holding an expensive shotgun and sipping coffee from an insulated cup. I marvel at how little I needed back when I was young. Through the simple ritual of the hunt, I take comfort in the connection with my past and my own tradition that started for me some 45 years ago.